The air was eerily silent as a wolf cut a silky path through the thick summertime growth of the woods. She moved as if on a mission, sweeping her gaze across old oak trees and silver maples, eyes and ears alert. A rabbit froze beneath a coil of honeysuckle vines. Its small body went still as the wolf came near. The wolf felt its little muscles tense, but she passed the rabbit without a second glance, senses trained on what lay just ahead. Something was wrong. Something was very wrong. But the wolf didn't know what. It was a feeling in her chest, drawing her forward like magic. But she knew magic, and she did not know this feeling. The wolf should have been the most dangerous thing in the woods that day, but she wasn't. In the distance, she could sense the other four members of her prime pack. They were spread out through the south wood, their minds linked just enough to sense one another as they searched for anything that shouldn't be there. That tugging sensation pulled again, this time strong enough to make the wolf stumble into a quiet grove surrounded by thorny honey locust trees. It was a place she had never seen before. In the center of the grove stood a large stone. It was stormy gray, much darker than the flinty stones peppered throughout the Kansas prairie, and it glittered in the sunlight as though webbed with crystals. It was old and heavy, but completely unfamiliar to the wolf, which in itself was cause for alarm. The pack had lived on these lands for generations. How could something like this go unnoticed for so long? The wolf tipped her head to consider the stone. Then she came forward slowly. The fur along her spine rose, and her snout tickled in a way it always did when danger was near. She sniffed at the air, but there was no sign of hunters or witches. At least, none that she recognized. She crept closer. But before she reached the stone, she paused. She lowered her head and closed her eyes, drawing a deep breath into her lungs. A shiver moved from the crown of her head all the way down to her toes. She followed the feeling, reaching her forelegs out in front and pushing her hips up high as the transformation rippled through her body. Her paws stretched into long fingers, her snout shortened into a nose that bent slightly to the left. Her fur faded against her skin, until it wasn't a wolf standing in the clearing anymore. It was a woman. Loose pants hung from her hips, and the green shirt she wore was battered along the hem. She pressed one hand against her chest, rubbing over the place where she still felt that strange, uncomfortable tugging. Then she stepped toward the stone on bare feet. In all her years patrolling the South Wood, she had never seen anything like this stone. It radiated energy, sending out magical probes like fishing hooks, like the one lodged in her chest, and it had hooked her when she was nearly a quarter mile away. She decided to push back, just a little, to see what it would do. Squaring her shoulders, she began to howl. She chose a note that would push gently at the stone's exterior, the same note she'd used to nudge the refrigerator door shut when someone in her house inevitably left it open. A small test. So she was surprised when her howl snapped back toward her as though it had encountered something electric. Whatever this stone was, it was powerful. It was wolf magic.